Drumheller. The Canmore Eagles and Drumheller Dragons are all tied up in their best-of-seven series. The Clashing Junior A Hockey Club split games 1 and 2 in Drumheller with the Eagles winning 4-3 on Friday, March 10, and the Dragons taking Saturday's, March 11, match-up, 5-1. The first round series now heads to the Mountains for games 3 and 4 in Canmore Tuesday and Wednesday, March 14-15. Puck drop is 7 p.m. for both games. You would like to take 2 wins, but I think at the end of the day, a split is the goal when you have a playoff series going 7 games and we bring it back to our building, said Andrew Milne, Eagles head coach and general manager. Eagles scorers in Game 1 were Eagles Kyle Young with a goal and assist, Reed Jacobson had 2 helpers, and with 1 goal each were Rhett DeCounty, Vincent Scott, and Brody Mortensen. Canmore's lone scorer in Game 2 was Jacobson. Young and Caden Smith assisted on the first period goal. As the series shifts to Canmore, Milne said he'd like to see the intensity picked up. I think we have to win a few more battles, said Milne. I think we got caught standing and watching them bring it to us at times, and I think after Friday's game, they amped up their game tonight. They brought another level and we didn't raise that level, so I think we'll have to be prepared for that. Eagles netminder Andre Proctor-Ramirez started in both playoff games. In the series, the 21-year-old from Paradise Hill has a .884 save percentage, kicking aside 61 of 69 shots. For Game 3, Milne said the 2022 All-Star be in net. One thing you know about him is he's a competitor, he's a warrior, and he wants to play every minute of every game, said Milne. As long as he's healthy, he's going to be in the net. Game 5 is Friday, March 17, in Drumheller. Puck drop is 7 p.m.